We've got to see if it includes a little valve and float for the water. Some do, some don't. You know, it's like, ah. I guess it says it's got the wiring for the, or it's got a plug for the motor, which is really nice. The last one I bought didn't have any of that, so I just hardwired it. That means the poor next guys, if something goes up, they're going to go, what the heck was he doing? And you go, man, I'm doing whatever it took to get it done, to get it done cheap. So, yeah. Hopefully do a little better job on this one. Still thinking of putting the control there where the dining room light switch is. Mm-hmm. Replacing that with that control. So we can that's a convenient spot. You can still make the kitchen switch on and off out there. Well, it's the kitchen switches. Of course, it'd be really nice to keep the wiring in there, but I'd have to rig it up so it could have those switches where it doesn't matter on which side you're on, you can switch it on. I'd have to do some research on how to do that. I don't think I really have. I don't really have the access to do it. That's a former exterior wall over there. Mm-hmm. And that house was built really weird. You know how in front it's squared off, it doesn't come down a gable this way? Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't do that on the back. All the rest of the house is gabled, and it all comes down, you know, comes down this way and goes down that way and goes down that way. So it must have been a really dumb house when they first built it. So there's not going to be a ton of space up there to do anything. Might also be a little hard pressed to get the whatever you call it in there. The ducting. I was thinking of trying to avoid going through the the oil is still there. They just covered it over and just went back. You know, there's no sense taking it out. It doesn't help anything. But it also means that I'll have two roofs to cut through if I want to make it go down, you know, nicely. So that's kind of a pain. Mm-hmm. So That's okay, part of the fun. Part of the fun of being us. As I'm gonna have to do some cutting all over the place. Because I still have to go straight down as much as I can. I need to, that also means that I'm gonna have to route the water around funny. But that's probably the easiest and cheapest thing to route around anyway, so it's not a good deal. Water's gonna go out of the water heater closet and go up.
I thought you said that was a bad idea.
Go what?
Because of, you get a leak in the inside of the house is ruined.
Yeah, but we don't have water anyplace else. The only other water we have is up the very front, right? Where we have the outside spigot. And it leaks like crazy. You have to replace the entire valve. It's not a horrible job, but it's, they didn't plan for it. You have to chip up a lot of stucco. It'll look ugly. So the next best bet is to go ahead and take it to the house anyway. It doesn't tend to get leaked. Copper pipe, for Pete's sake. Guys, those plastic ones, that's why they started using the plastic ones. Because they said, well, it'll force people to do it outside, you know. But yeah, it's the whole thing about, yeah, if you do get a leak, it's outside the house, who cares? Except you're wasting some water. Like I said, you've already got a big tank full of water right there anyway. So, don't worry. This is, you've got a huge potential leak sitting right there too. So, I think I'm going to rig up something a little bit different. I'm going to try to come up with something that, instead of me having it, because usually I'll just detach the hot water end of the water to let it drain out. But that means unhooking and hooking back up a lot of stuff, and that wears it out, and that creates a lot of problems too. So I think I'm going to try to rig up something so that there'll be a way with this valve I can let that water out of that pipe so it doesn't freeze in the winter time. That's the thing you're mostly trying to protect against, is not letting that water stand, because, you know, it'll freeze, it'll expand, it'll crack the copper ceiling. And that's a big thing in the butt. You might want to install that once. Huh? It is. Absolutely. So, gotta make sure it behaves okay. Make sure it can all drain down. Because if it leaves some in there, that's the part that's gonna freeze.
Yep.
You wanna make sure the parts that are going to wear out and get broken and stuff like that are the ones that are easier to replace. So yeah, I want to rig something like that so we can get it to not exactly sure how I'll do it. Sure, I'll find a way. Gotta be a way. They had a little T version of that. No, I don't want a little T version of that. Okay, that's up. Without having to disassemble it every year, reassemble it every, you know, have to redo it twice a year.
Yeah, that
was fun. Yeah. And over time, we started having problems. So I didn't allow for much playroom for it to have problems. You know, I couldn't re-terminate that end very easily. Another reason why they go get cheap plastic tubing, you know, doesn't matter how far it goes, so it's still kind of tempting. To do it from the front, it's unsightly though. You know, you're going to have this little tube running all over the place and looking stupid. So there was that consideration also. Although when we go and sell the house, if they see that thing sitting there in the hot water heater room, that's not going to be very impressive to anybody. If it was on the outside, you know, mom's old house, it was actually outside the house. They actually planned it that way. Nobody cared about that because nobody looked. They don't care about that. So I don't know. Which way do you think we should go? There's pluses and minuses to both.
I know.
If you want to avoid any potential problems, then we just need to undo the valve outside. We need to replace the valve outside and put a proper, put a better valve there. And
can you do that, or do we have to have some professional
contract? No, I can do that. I think. You know, you don't really know what you're dealing with until you start digging around in it. It really kind of depends. It would be easier, actually it would be easier from that standpoint to do it on the inside. But yeah, that does mean you're going to bury all the potential problems. And if something does come up, well, you're screwed, kind of. Not really, but let's go through a lot more work to try to repair it. But with the outside when it's nothing. Plastic tube. I mean, just plan for almost replacing the entire plastic tube every year. You know, you don't even, sometimes you can reuse it. so.
You're talking about 3/4 inch, too. That's really thick.
That's our water supply. It's the hot water here. No, we wouldn't be trying to take that upstairs. Oh, no way. So that's what I was going to have to tap into. Trust me, it'd be a little copper pipe coming out of there, you know, the normal stuff. You don't have to run that much water up there. Which way would you prefer going?
I think it would smell better if it were on the outside.
Okay. That's our plan, too. We're going to sell this place at some point. Someday, we really need to get a water pipe out to the backyard. Okay, we'll do it that way. One less worry. That's always nice. Just such an obedient thing. I tell you. Walking straight on the crosswalk, not cutting off corners. You're a wonderful person.
Well, I figure I'm out here to exercise and calories, stuff like that.
Yeah?
So if I don't cut the corner, I might get in 1 or 2 steps extra.
Well, there you go. It all adds up, right?
Yep.
That is one little bitty car. But, yeah. There's a car for the plus line.
I know.
Escape. Ford Escape.
What?
Ford Escape. But yeah, it's more like a compact than it is a little truck with that's closed in. was that one that they had? The Ford Explorer? The one that Kirk?
Yeah.
The High Council has? Yeah. You didn't like that?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Just as long as I ran it.
We can put a
pain back in the
car. You gotta simply put the trash, or sticking it inside on seat, people are gonna start complaining. They already say, this thing smells weird, you go, yeah. Hiring great employees. How come my son can't get a job there?
You should go and ask him.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, you say you want somebody to work for you. My son's applied here several times. Actually, both of my sons have applied here several times. And
this
now,
is right.
What are you looking for?
I'm kind of confused. What exactly are you guys looking for? So are you really just looking for college students? You probably should put that on the marquee if that's going to be the way you're going to be.
You know,
can
you
go, but I know you get in trouble if you do that.
For all you know, there may be some law that says you have to be instead of the old 15.
Yeah,
because I was doing the test mark thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a note thing.
And he said, what? I filled this out and it tells me I have to be 18? I said, where? Because, you know.
I don't think they can put it on the application. I think there's some law that says you can't discriminate on application.
It's not on there. It must be 18 years.
Really?
Or older.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you guys would put that on.
I don't know if it's some kind of insurance thing.
Probably.
For what?
Liability insurance.
But when I worked at churches.
Yeah, they're the same way.
They told me it's an insurance thing. And even though I was a month away from turning my season, they terminated me.
I think in that thing that they were using it as a dog.
Oh, I know they were.
They were just wanting to get rid of you. You know, boss can hire whoever he wants. By and large, if you're not getting hired by places, if there's got to be a more intrinsic reason.
You know, maybe you should sit down with him and go through. And go through like an interview with him and see what he might be doing wrong.
Okay.
During the interview process.
You know what, Lee?
What?
You got more time with him, why don't you do that?
Because it's been so long, I don't know what to look for or to ask about or anything. You're the one who's done all my interviews.
But I haven't done interviews at that level for ages.
You
just for basic
jobs.
Yeah. I'm kind of busy, Lee.
Hello.
You're on the internet. Got lots of advice. And see what advice it gives him. And give that to him and say, this is what you need to do. I know we totally screwed him over with letting him work. No, letting him work for Robbie for and just him being there for just, what, a month or two maybe?
3 months.
Huh?
They were there for 3 months.
Yeah. I think that speaks more than anything else, I'm sad to say.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because they go, how come you didn't work there longer? How come it's only 3 months?
I
know they've got reasons, Lisa.
Well, if they move.
Lisa, I know they've got reasons. But half the time that doesn't matter, and they don't even ask. They figure if you only work for somebody for 3 months, you must not be very good. Almost be better for them not to claim it. Just to say, hey, man. Just to say, they put him down as one of their references. He'll say, yeah, they worked for me for 2 months ago. That wasn't on their little resume. So, they're kind of stuck. They just have to use it. I think you would do a far better job, Lisa, because you need to act like you're their coming employee, and I think you would do really well at that. For saying, I'm not impressed by you. Here's what I want to see. This would impress me. Anything worse than not having job experience particularly is having job experience that looks questionable. I think that's what they've got. They've got job experience that looks questionable. She's waving at me, I thought I was waving at that lady. Don Hauser. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You don't have a cold without it. You know, I really don't know, Lee. I apologize, I love you.
You didn't take an allergy pill?
I did. I went and took it about midnight because I was tired. I'm tired of the crap. Thank you very much.
I'm
sorry.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hey, you
said
something
important.
Come home
for the next time. Yeah. We can start working on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the boys to come get me? Yeah? Do you want me to call and remind? I will. What?
Well, how can you just park in the other parking lot?
Okay. 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 All right. Bye. Run as administrator. This is why my one. See, it didn't work the same way yours did.
Alright.
So, you know, okay, hang on. Let me get out of this.
Go back.
See, how did that come out? I got that. Run
as that.
Administrator. Can you show more detail? No.
Yes. Click on that. Use current Microsoft.
No, because that's just me.
Alright, yeah, see mine.
Yeah, I know. Yours did something before that.
Click on your specific condition. Yeah, mine automatically went ahead and click on the clock.
Okay. I wasn't ready to do that until I saw that might actually work. Oh, it's not local hosted.
Oh, that's really the other reason right there.
Well, no, usually I've got the other one in there. I've got it somewhere.
That's
crazy. So, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I can do all this stuff. If this thing swears up and down, I can't get there. But, see, okay, here. So, there's that. Alright, there it is. I'm going to log into that. What am I going to do? I'm going to do adapter.
Alright,
yeah, good. You're going to draw all of them. See? There's no way that's a piece. Okay, so. Let's do that. If it works this way, I'll be happy. Localhost is okay here, and it can use my current identity session because it's a very fun one. I don't give a flip. See? I'm on the box and I can't get to it. Let me go.
research for you.
That'd be great, man, because I'm like getting my butt kicked and I put this into things and said, well, you need to read this from the command prompt. And it doesn't say nothing. Pardon me. Ah. It don't do diddly squat. Man, I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.